Report: Leaked tests show Olympic gold medalist Emane Khalif has male karyotypes. By Warner Todd Houston on June 2, 2025. Leaked medical tests reportedly show that Algerian boxer Emane Khalif, who won Olympic gold as a female boxer in Paris last year, has male karyotypes and may not qualify as a female for the 2027 Olympics after the new gender test requirement comes into force. Khalif dominated all female opponents to win the gold in women's boxing at the 2024 event. Still, the win was marred by controversy because the Algerian had been disqualified from competing as a female in 2022 and 2023 by the International Boxing Association, IBA, due to concerns about the validity of Khalif's gender tests. The International Olympic Committee, though, decided not to observe the IBS ban on Khalif and approved the boxer's entry as a woman for the Paris Games. Khalif's old test results are coming back to the forefront, though, because the agency responsible for organizing boxing for the next Olympics, the World Boxing Association, has announced new gender tests for all Olympic fighters. Now, Khalif's past gender tests are resurfacing, and they seem to indicate that Khalif has strong male properties. Chromosome analysis reveals a male karyotype. No numerical or chromosomal anomalies detected at 450 to 550 banding resolution. The testing says in a note reportedly written by Dr. Lal Path Labs, a testing service in New Delhi. The tests are reportedly the basis for the 2022 IBA ban. A blood test leaked by Olympic Press Committee member Alan Abramson confirms that Algerian boxer Emane Khalif is male. The test was conducted in 2023 at the request of the IBA, and resulted in Khalif being disqualified from the Women's World Boxing Championship in New Delhi. pic.twitter.com/4jvjqtsd6a. Redux, at Redux Mag, June 1, 2025. Algerian sports officials blasted the findings and claimed that Khalif qualifies as a woman for medical reasons. Still, the boxer was placed on testosterone suppressants after the testing in 2023. Khalif says she has identified as female since birth and is unapologetic about competing as a woman. Medically, there are several conditions that can lead a person to identify as female, even though they have strong male physical or genetic features. Conditions, including Swyer syndrome or androgen insensitivity syndrome, could contribute to the matter. Some have claimed that Khalif suffers from a 5-alpha reductase deficiency, a sexual organ disorder that is only found in males. A baby suffering from that disorder appears to have genitalia that can be mistaken for a vaginal pouch. Still, when puberty arrives, the child begins to exhibit male characteristics, such as hair growth, increased muscle mass, the absence of breast tissue, and later, a cessation of menstrual activity. Many children born with this syndrome imagine they are females in the early part of their lives, especially if not properly diagnosed. The report on Khalif adds that he has internal testes and a micropenis. It also adds he has no uterus or breast tissue. It also finds that Khalif has an XI karyotype and testosterone levels at typical male levels. The test further suggests that Khalif's parents may have been blood relatives, Redux reported last year. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.